Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
With Kingsford Match Light, all it takes is a match. No lighter fluid needed. So, whether it's a backyard barbecue or a parking lot tailgate, nothing gets the party started like Kingsford Match Light Charcoal. It's the perfect charcoal for on-the-go get-togethers. Give your food a smoky barbecue flavor and give your crowd something else to cheer about. Kingsford Match Light Charcoal. Kingsford's fastest lighting charcoal. Visit Kingsford.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Now, yesterday, ministers were left furious following a cabinet meeting in which they were told about the Arts Council's scrapped IT project, which cost almost 7 million euro. Now, they knew about this since last year, but only, I suppose, the detail emerged yesterday as to the waste. For more on this and also on the Irish language lying row, we're joined by political correspondent with the Irish Times, Jack Horgan-Jones. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Tell me about this IT project. What were the Arts Council setting out to do?
Well, there's a whole review that's been published online now by the Department of Arts and Media and Culture, which kind of outlines, sometimes in exhaustive technical detail, exactly what they were trying to do. But it seems to be a kind of root and branch overhaul of the entire IT infrastructure, but particularly focused in as much as I can tell, on the system for receiving, processing, paying out grants. Now, that might not sound like an enormous bit of work, but we should remember that the state funding that goes towards the Arts Council every year is in the order of 140 million. So it's a big part of what they do to kind of receive and process these applications and then the payments arising therefrom. But that being said, it seems that the project that was put in place kind of rapidly went off the rails and went from something that looked to be, you know, a multi-million euro project taking a couple of years to something that expanded way beyond that, both in terms of cost and in terms of time, ultimately coming to the place where we ended up yesterday with Cabinet being told that the Arts Council had incurred 6.675 million on this, of which 5.3 million now looks to be lost. So that's more than 100% of the original budget that was allocated and approved again, and they have nothing to show for it. There's no working solution in place.
So some of the money, if you're doing the sums there, they lost 5.3, the total expenditure to date 6.675. There's something left. What's left for the 1 point something million?
I mean, that seems to be the claim, but I'd reserve judgment on that. So I think the Arts Council are of the view that some of the kind of digital, you know, infrastructure, some of the project can be salvaged and retrofitted to a solution that might come down the tracks at a later stage. But I think for the time being, the fact that there's nothing in place and the fact that there seems to be, you know, the handbrake seems to have been pulled up on this as of now, I think you'd be looking at that with a bit of a pinch of salt, you know, and you shouldn't it shouldn't distract from the fact that there's a massive waste of money, which is how it was described to ministers yesterday.
Now,
already,
presumably
in place.
There were people who were contracted to do this work, external companies, third parties. Are they hoping to retrieve anything from those third parties who, it appears, did not deliver what the Arts Council required? I'm not sure that we can say requested, because often it's in the spec of these things that the devil of the detail is to be found.
Yes, and that's a very salient point. we all know about the National Children's Hospital, and I think the way to think about this is a bit like a mini National Children's Hospital, because when you delve into the detail of the report, it's clear that the original scope, just as was the case with the National Children's Hospital, it began to change pretty quickly. There were all these kind of change requests which went in, which adjusted the scope of the project, extra things added on as the process continued. People being unhappy with the product that was delivered, and you know, as I said at the top, you get the sense of this thing just rapidly going off the rails. As to your original question of whether any of this can be recouped, my understanding is that there is a mediation process in place between the Arts Council and at least some of the contractors involved. I think there was a total of 20 contracts across different service providers put in place over the course of the project. I'm not sure exactly where that is at the moment, or whether that might at some point graduate to legal action. I just don't know. But there was also some money withheld under the original contract, but it must be said that it's kind of dwarfed in comparison to the amount of money that was paid over.
Anyway, we'll hopefully get to the bottom. Is this over now? Is that all we're going to get? You know, the report from the Arts Council, or will Doyle committees have a go at this and try to tease out exactly where it went wrong?
Oh, it's far from over. I think that there will be an almost unseemly rush amongst the as yet unconstituted Dáil committees. The Public Accounts Committee, I would imagine, will want to sink its teeth into this. And I'd imagine the Arts and Media Committee, when it's constituted, will also do likewise in what would be a kind of repeat of what happened with the RTE scandal of a couple of years ago. And on top of that, I made reference to the review that has been published. That's an internal departmental review. The Minister for Arts and Culture, Patrick Donovan, has also now indicated that he will be commissioning an external review as well. So someone coming in from the outside to look at all this. So that'll go to Cabinet in a couple of weeks, and presumably there will be a report arising from that. So no, short answer, we're far ways away from being finished with this.
Well,
with Kingsford Match Light, all it takes is a match. No lighter fluid needed. So whether it's a backyard barbecue or a parking lot tailgate, nothing gets the party started like Kingsford Matchlight Charcoal. It's the perfect charcoal for on-the-go get-togethers. Give your food a smoky barbecue flavor and give your crowd something else to cheer about. Kingsford Matchlight Charcoal. Kingsford's fastest lighting charcoal. Visit kingsford.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and in any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just $3. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
I want to talk to about another matter. This was yesterday at Leaders' Questions. Mary Lou MacDonald, the leader of Sinn Féin, asked the Taoiseach Micheál Martin about reports over the past week that rent pressure zones would be scrapped and there'd be more tax breaks for builders. And he responded, as Gaeilge. Have a listen.
Well, our two spires, Sotla Morag, will talk to Dara Ginchin Brega, Reached, Niledro, Crean, Enecher, Saveda Dorchi. August Solkan Skele, Nachwil Shi Sosta, Dispoiracht Substantul, a Veheguing Egohex Corsi Tihocht.
Now, the literal translation, which I'm depending on my Scully Cunnell Gaeilge to translate for you, but he said, to begin, I regret to say the TD is telling lies, Eg Inchin Brega. There is nothing accurate in what she said. It's terrible that she's not satisfied to have a substantive debate about housing matters. Well, of course, Mary Lou was up immediately, and the problem was that the Ceann Comhairle, Verona Murphy, in the chair, doesn't speak a word. So Mary Lou was up and asked to raise a point of order.
Thank you, Deputy. There is no point of order.
There is, actually. The Taoiseach, I think, took advantage perhaps, of you not following.
Deputy, it's not a point of order.
He accused me, he called me a liar. Yeah.
I did we may
Ginshin's on air in it, he said.
Excuse me.
So I would like him to remove that from the record.
Taoiseach,
thank you.
I would ask you to withdraw. If you made those remarks, I am not aware that you... Did you call Deputy MacDonald? Right. Well, I would say... There is a salient... Please resume your seat.
So there we are. Jack, what do you think? Because we have an issue here, a Ceann Comhairle who does not understand, it would appear, the first official language. Because listening to Micheál Martin there, it is quite clear, I gave you the translation, I regret to say the TD is telling lies. End of. He said that.
Yeah, although there's some dancing on the head of a pin over this. So I'm not fluent myself, but there are those within Fianna Fáil who argue that Ginshinn Breaga, in fact, does not mean telling lies and that there's no literal translation for lying or untruth in the Irish language. I suspect that excuse won't...
I mean, are these all illiterate in the use of the Irish language? All of the Fianna Fáil guys? Because, I mean, I'm remembering from my school days, Ginshinn Breaga was telling lies. And I was taught by people, Christian Brothers, who actually were very fluent in our first official language. But the real problem is, I suppose, the Ceann Comhairle can be conned, codded by people who speak Oscailge, and she simply can't understand.
Well, I mean, the real problem for Micheál Martin, if we take it that is the translation, I defer to your judgment on that, Pat, is that there's a whole list of things, and they can seem a little bit arcane and dated, but there's a whole list of things that you can't say in the Dáil about other members. They're covered in standing orders, and there's some colourful ones in there. So members aren't allowed to accuse other members of accusations of physical or moral cowardice, graft, embezzlement or malversation, which apparently is corrupt behaviour in a position of trust. And included in that long list is effectively that a member can't accuse another member of lying or being a liar. So on that plain reading of both the Irish and the standing orders, it would seem that the Taoiseach is offside on this. And Mary Lou MacDonald has not been behind the door, both in terms of challenging it in the chamber and then latterly yesterday evening writing to the Ceann Comhairle asking that she make a ruling on this.
I presume she wrote to her in English. To make
she did,
sure
in fact,
she
yes.
Got the message.
She did.
But that question of calling me a liar, literally he did. He said she was telling lies. Now, that's maybe where the semantics comes in. Is if you accuse someone of telling lies, are you calling them a liar? Maybe that's what the Fianna Fáilers are kind of dancing around.
Maybe so, but I think the dance might be a bit too convoluted, to be honest. I think that, you know, if there's a commonly held understanding of the Irish phrase, it's very difficult to get away from that. And this is why, you know, Micheál Martin might find himself on a bit of a sticky wicket here and in an embarrassing position if he does have to retract it, if it is found to be against standing orders. And it's a perhaps less volatile task than Verona Murphy was recently handed when she was asked to look at the Dáil speaking row one. But another, I suppose, small indication of how her role is maybe slightly being more politicised, or at least more visible than Seana Farrell's was in the last Dáil.
You're not suggesting that the Taoiseach was trying to, you know, put her offside by speaking in the first official language, no?
I couldn't speak to his intent, but that was certainly what Mary Lou MacDonald framed it as yesterday in the Dáil.
All right. Jack Horgan-Jones, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.